Hello, this is Ligia Hoven. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Grief is a complex process, and we may need different tools to assist us in our healing process. Hypnotherapy is a technique that is used to help us cope with grief and facilitate healing from the inside out. The results vary from person to person. Still, because it helped me in my healing process after the loss of my father, I want to share my story with you and then explore different ways hypnosis can help you. And what is my story? When I was 12 years old, I lost my beloved father. I was living in Nicaragua, and he died suddenly. It was such a painful loss. I was extremely, extremely close to him, attached to him. So this loss was very, very difficult for me. And one of the ways that I expressed my grief was crying. And the thing is that I would cry for such a long time just by talking about him. And I remember that because my father was a person very well known in my country, Nicaragua, that when people would come and ask me, "Are you Julio Martinez's daughter?" I would start crying. And not in a way that historically or just, you know, I couldn't stop crying. No, not in that way. But tears would come down, you know, my cheeks, and I would be crying. So this happened for many years. For 16 years, actually, because I was 12. And when I was 28 years old, I was already living here in Miami. I remember that I knew about this doctor, Brian Weiss, a psychiatrist who became famous with his book, Many Lives, Many Masters. In this book, he shares his experience with a patient that he could help using hypnotherapy. And it was amazing because he could help her, and he mentions, you know, the different stories and everything, but this was based on that story and how this woman could heal from traumas based on regression. In this case was life regression. And when I read that book, I was like, oh my God, how amazing this technique, how beautiful that this can help to, you know, help heal from the inside out. So I wanted to find out about this, and I wanted to make an appointment with him, but it was almost impossible. You had to wait for months, not, you know, maybe a year, I don't remember, but it was a long time, you know, to get an appointment, because he was, you know, he's from Miami. I think he was in Miami Beach, I believe. But then, because I realized that it was, you know, way too long to wait for him, I knew that his assistant, this lady who used to be his assistant, she went on her own, she opened her own practice, and then I was able to get an appointment with her. So I went to visit her, and the moment I saw her, I loved her. She was so sensitive, so caring and sensitive and talking. You know, when she asked me the reason that made me go and, you know, visit her, wanting to go through this experience of being in hypnosis, I told her my story. I told her, you know, about the loss of my father, and I started crying again, the tears coming down. So she said that a technique known as age regression could help me if I wanted to do it, because always good to say, you know, as a client or a patient, to say, yes, you know, I want to be in hypnosis. So she told me, she asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, yes, I want that. And I did it. Let me tell you that this was such a profound and intense experience, because it was it was almost like reliving the experience, reliving the whole thing. And it was intense. As I said, it was painful. I cried. However, when we were done, you know, when we finished, I felt so relieved. I cannot express to you how relieved I felt. It was something amazing. And I say it with my heart. And so, you know, we said goodbye, we hugged. It was such a beautiful experience, the whole thing. And when I went home and I saw my husband, I told him that I had gone through that experience, you know, of being in hypnosis. And I told him, well, what I can tell you is that I feel very light. I feel so light. And that's what I experienced. Some months after that, my sisters found, or someone sent to them, a video with my father's funeral, because it was a huge funeral, you know, in my country. It was in the capital, Managua. So we got together as a family, with my mom also, to watch this video. And when this happened, yes, I felt sad in my heart. It was very touchy. And some tears came down. Absolutely, yes. The same as my sisters and my mom. However, I know that if I have not gone through that experience of being in hypnosis, I would have never reacted that way. Most likely I would have been, you know, very crying a lot, you know, and very, maybe, you know, too strongly crying, because I was looking at that, no? And this happened. And since then, I never cried again when people, you know, ask me about my father, or when I talked about my father. So I knew it helped me. And then I made the decision that I would study that at some point in my life. I would be trained as a hypnotherapist, because I wanted to help others the way I had been helped. And it's incredible, because back then I was not yet, you know, studying psychology, grief, or being a thanatologist, not yet. However, I did make that decision that I would study hypnotherapy at some point in my life. So because of this, I wanted to share, you know, very openly and from my heart, I wanted to share my story with you. And in this case, we are talking about the technique of age regression. Now, we will explore some of the other ways that hypnosis can help us in the grieving process. As we know, when we are grieving, we may feel stressed out and even anxious. Hypnosis can help us achieve a deep state of relaxation, which can be highly beneficial for reducing the physical and emotional stress associated with grief. When we are so relaxed, we can tap into unresolved emotions related to our grief. These may have stayed in our subconscious and are not allowing us to heal. With hypnosis, we may work through and release these emotions and thoughts in a safe mental space and supportive environment. In doing this, we can confront and explore our grief without feeling those overwhelming emotions, allowing us to gain a sense of control over our feelings. Something that is interesting also is that, besides helping us with our emotions, as I mentioned before, the thoughts, it can also help us identify and reframe negative thought patterns or beliefs that may be exacerbating our grieving process. In doing this, we can engage into a more positive way of thinking. And as we focus on more positive thinking, we can start cherishing positive and beautiful memories of our loved ones to help us find comfort and solace. Because hypnosis induces such a state of relaxation, it can help us also with insomnia and can also help us to increase our levels of concentration, because it is very common that when we are grieving, we may lose our concentration. Hypnosis can help us with that as well. It can even help us in embracing self-compassion as we learn to understand our grief and be kind to ourselves. Furthermore, hypnotherapy can help to improve our resilience, and therefore, it helps us to achieve our goals, achieve those goals we have for our healing process. Inspired by the love of our loved one, we can move forward with hope and empowerment. I send you a hug with all my heart.